Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, on this March the 8th, 2022. Welcome to Domestic Violence and Abuse by Dr. Louisa. We hope that you have something to write with, something to document what we're going to talk about today about. Last week, we talked about domestic violence and abuse, the beginning signs and stages and the red flag. We talked about tags, manipulation, and what's going on. Today, we are talking about the signs and symptoms of domestic violence. And we will be given a phone number to call because it's one of the what I can do when you think that you may want to talk to someone. The phone number, the national hotline number for domestic violence, domestic abuse is 800-799-7233. And we will hopefully repeat the number frequently during our 15-minute show. The number is 800-799-7233. For the hearing and impaired, the deaf, that number is 800-787-3224. That is 800-3224. So now, what are some of the signs and symptoms that you are being abused? Abused people may experience someone embarrassing you, putting down your accomplishments, having you feel like you cannot make decisions, intimidate or threats or threaten you that you may comply to what they want. They may grab you, pinch you, shove you, feel like there's no way out of your relationship. You are scared of how your partner may behave. You may feel like you can help your partner change. Other symptoms, the person blames you, hurts you, terrorizes you, causes you to have injuries, and also manipulates you, gets you to do things that you don't want to do. Sometimes you can just feel like you're being controlled. This is your partner or someone telling you how to dress, who you can see or talk to, whether or not you can have a job. And then the person can also restrict your access to money. That your partner or someone might physically abuse you. You may have a partner or be with someone that has a pattern of low self-esteem, who expresses feelings of inadequacy or powerlessness. You may have a sense that your partner is objectifying you, treating you more like his or her property than an equal. These are some of the signs that let you know that you're in an abusive relationship. Having a partner who threatens to leave or take your children away from you. A general sense of feeling on edge or not feeling safe. I will repeat that one. A general sense of feeling on edge or not feeling safe. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Does it seem like situations that you find yourself in time and time again? The person may actually threaten to or actually does hurt your children or pets, threatens to kill themselves or you. The person can be overly kind outside the home and with friends, changes into a more threatening person with you behind closed doors. It can be a person who constantly blames their outburst, their anger, or controlling behavior on external circumstances, such as a stressful job, family drama, drinking too much, or just having a bad day. We talked last week and mentioned some of the other signs and symptoms. The lack of trust in you, extremely jealous, giving you the silent treatment, trying to take you on guilt trips, denying their behavior. So, with all of this discussion, then what we want to know is how or what can I do? Are unsure about a new or current partner's behavior or your spouse's behavior? It's always best to reach out to a trained domestic violence advocate. Here's what this person will do with you. This person can have you talk, fishing, and your fears. That phone number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. That is the national hotline number for domestic violence and domestic abuse. For the hearing and impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. For the deaf and hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. The reason why you want to talk to a trained domestic violence advocate is because their expertise may help you better understand if what's going on points to danger. I'll repeat that. The reason why you want to talk to a trained domestic violence advocate is because their expertise may help you better understand if what's going on points to danger. I realized in 1994, something was wrong within my marriage. I just didn't know what it was. And I found myself in a new job. You know, sometimes you can just take a liking to a person. Well, I began to talk to a female friend. She was probably like 20 years older than myself. Seeing right. And I was wondering if it was just me or if I was just questioning things. Well, believe it or not, it took this person 4 years to say something to me. And they told me that they just didn't know what to say at the time. But 4 years later is when a relative of mine who was in the social work field went to a conference. And as the person was giving their presentation, sounds like my sister. I am going to go and talk with her. And she came right after her conference on that day, and she spoke to me. And I listened. And I believe she spoke to me in 1994. I have to check my sources to make sure. But in 1998 is when the Spirit of the Lord allowed me to know that I was emotionally and verbally abused. That number is 800-799-7233. 800-799-7233. Maybe you're wondering how I survived and what did I do. I prayed. And we'll talk about it more another time. And I wrote a book. I wrote a book. It's called Silent Abuse. It explains what I went through and how I handled it. But at some point, we'll get into some of the points of how I dealt with it. But one thing about emotional abuse, it stays with you, you know. It stays with you. So, and also sometimes you can see these same symptoms that we're talking about in your work environment. You know, you can notice that something is wrong with one of your coworkers, and thing you can do with them is just listen to what they have to say, and you don't tell them what to do. Of course, you can give them the national hotline number. You know, they may want to call. So, hopefully, we've shared information today that will truly, truly help you in so many ways. Domestic violence prevalent in the United States, and a lot of it goes unmentioned. So if you're not sure if it's abuse, call the hotline number. And they will definitely talk with you. We only have like 1 minute and 39 seconds left. And I'd like to thank you. Thank you for listening on today. And next week, we're going to talk about what is domestic violence. What is domestic abuse? We wanted you to listen to these signs and symptoms of abuse to see if you recognize any of this happening within your own life. Or maybe the abuser is on the line, and maybe you see some of these things that you do yourself to your partner or to someone that you know. You can also call the national hotline number, which is 800-799-7233. So next week, we will talk about domestic violence and domestic abuse. There are a lot of things you may experience being abused. And we will say more signs and symptoms next week as we get into this discussion even further. So we thank you very much for listening. And please click the follow link that's on the tab so you may become a follower. Have a great day. Mm-hmm.